You're listening to a news story on the audio version of The Tie. Thanks for listening. The Tie is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetie.ca and become a Tie builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
BC is closing a loophole that forced workers to cross some picket lines. By Brishti Basu, March 13, 2024.
BC is changing the Labor Relations Code to fix a loophole that forced some workers to cross picket lines. The change, part of a bill introduced Monday, would ensure that when employees under federal jurisdiction or that of another province are on strike, locked out, and establish a picket line in BC, provincially regulated workers can choose to respect the picket lines without it being considered illegal strike action. Labor Minister Harry Baines told the Tie Tuesday that the change was introduced in response to a 2022 BC Labor Relations Board decision. It found that provincially regulated C-SPAN workers would be engaging in an illegal strike if they didn't cross a picket line set by striking tugboat captains and engineers. Their union is federally regulated. The Labor Board ruled that since the strike was by workers regulated by federal law, that the provincially regulated workers either cross the picket line or they will be in illegal strike, Baines said. Now we are talking about going forward to remove that confusion. Workers will have the right to honor a picket line, regardless of whether it is established through BC or federal laws. BC's Labor Code allows unionized workers to refuse to cross a legal picket line established by another provincially regulated union. Sasan Skidmore, president of the BC Federation of Labor, said the group has been talking to the ministry about the issue for months. She said the requirement to cross picket lines had been a factor in several recent strikes. Basically, any worksite where you potentially have provincially and federally regulated workers, that could be an issue. In December, the Tie reported on a lockout of 300 federally regulated workers represented by United Steelworkers Local 1944 at Rogers Communications Incorporated. Colleen Lopez-Anhofer also worked at Rogers and was represented by provincially regulated International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 213. She was forced to cross the picket line set up by locked-out steelworkers members, including her husband. The loophole created by the 2022 Labor Board decision caused unions to worry that it would pit workers against each other. "We're happy that the minister and the ministry took our concerns seriously and they acted on it," Skidmore said. "We just know that having clarity around this issue and the legislation, as it's laid out, will help de-escalate the tensions at a picket line." Baines said he hopes the bill will move forward within a few days.
Thanks for stopping by the Tie today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetie.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our Tie builders who made this story possible.